And we have news today, Jeremy, from the Supreme Court, which declined to decide a challenge to Obamacare from religious groups who didn't want to provide contraceptives to their employees through their insurance, even though the Obama administration said they wouldn't have to pay for it. So that challenge now goes back to the lower courts.
Some big news on this Monday. Well, meanwhile, we're here in Oregon for the presidential primary, which is tomorrow. And the big question is, are the parties getting on board with their likely nominees? We're going to be exploring that. But after the weekend, there is a whole lot of other political news to discuss in the presidential race. So joining us now is NPR political reporter Jessica Taylor. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jeremy.
And in addition to Oregon, the other state that votes tomorrow on the Democratic side is Kentucky, and that's where Hillary Clinton was over the weekend. She got a bit more specific about what Bill Clinton would do in a Hillary Clinton administration. Here she is.
My husband, who I'm going to put in charge of revitalizing the economy, because, you know, he knows how to do it, and especially in places like coal country and inner cities and other parts of our country that have really been left out.
Is it a plus or a minus for Democratic voters, not just in Kentucky, but around the country, to be reminded that Bill Clinton would be returning to the White House if Hillary Clinton wins?
I think for most Democratic voters, it is still a net positive. He still has very high favorable ratings among Democratic voters. And remember, in 2014, when was a very good year for Republicans, but Democrats really relied on Bill Clinton. He's been one of their most popular surrogates in recent years, where he can go into places like Kentucky, many of these southern states where President Obama has been toxic, and sort of help them there. So I think, especially in a place like Kentucky, he is, I think, an asset to her. And it doesn't hurt to, you know, remind people that the economy of the 90s was good, that for many people that does bring back good memories. You know, where it could hurt down the line is with what Donald Trump is trying to do and bring up some of the Clinton infidelities and some of the controversies that were during the Clinton administration. But I think overall, he does help her in most ways.
And of course, the race for the Democratic nomination is not over. There was a squabble at the Nevada State Democratic Convention over the weekend. Sanders supporters were upset about some of the rules regarding votes and delegates. Let's listen. Recount, recount. Tell us what happened in Nevada.
This was just absolute chaos, really, even though the Sanders campaign had really tried to sort of quell some of their supporters the day before. What happened was, if you think back, Nevada, which seems like a lifetime ago now, Clinton did win the caucuses there very narrowly, but there were about a dozen delegates that were still going to be decided at the convention there. Now, the delegates that were elected to the convention, Sanders sort of did out-organize Clinton and got more people that were going to be coming there, so they felt like they could pick up a handful of delegates there. Really wasn't going to make a big difference in where her delegate lead stands. She has almost 300 a pledged delegate lead. But, you know, to these supporters, everyone counts. But when what happened when some of these delegates came there, there were over 60 that were Sanders delegates that were deemed inadequate, some of them because they weren't registered as Democrats, some because they didn't have maybe the right address. So they weren't allowed to vote. And I think it sort of all bubbles up because the Sanders delegates and Sanders supporters really feel like they're being cheated by the Democratic Party. And so you saw a lot of tensions there. In the end, Clinton did pick up about two net delegates over Sanders. And again, it doesn't really change where he is. But I think the worry that you saw out of this scene is that this is not what they want to happen in Philadelphia, that they do not want these Sanders supporters to go up there. And if she is the leader, if she does have the number of delegates to sort of cause this chaos.
Well, let's talk about what's going on the Republican side. There were two articles critical of Donald Trump in newspapers over the weekend. One, a report in the New York Times about his legacy of treatment towards women, and another in the Washington Post about him posing as his own publicist decades ago with a fake name. Here's how Saturday Night Live lampooned that.
Mr. Trump is the real-life inspiration for Iron Man. Who am I? I'm his publicist, Joey Pepperoni. No, I'm not Donald Trump in disguise. This is just what classy people sound like, okay?
Do either of these stories, Jessica, seem to look like they could actually hurt Donald Trump in any way?
For the duration of the primaries, he really has been Teflon Don. Every time he said something or done something, you would expect his poll numbers to go down. They haven't. But it's important to note that now we're not talking just about Republican primary voters. We're talking about a general electorate. And I think while the story about his publicist is kind of odd and wacky, I think the one that could hurt him more is the one about his treatment of women, because this is something that you are going to see Democrats hammer home on. And, you know, it calls back. I think one of the most effective ads we've seen so far this cycle was an anti-Trump pack that just had women reading the words that he said about them, bimbo, dog. And I think this sort of drives that home. And when you have an electorate that is going to be made up mostly of women this fall and a growing gender gap, I think it just becomes more problematic for him.
That's NPR political reporter Jessica Taylor. Jessica, thanks.
Thank you.